Welcome to today's episode where we'll be diving into the crucial and ever-evolving world of cybersecurity. Apple, the technology mammoth, has recently launched security updates to address zero-day vulnerabilities that were being exploited to introduce the Pegasus spyware onto iPhones. These flaws, leaving users susceptible to spyware infections, were discovered by researchers who identified a loophole in Apple devices. Reacting to this, NS Focus, a reputable cybersecurity firm, pinpointed various security vulnerabilities in Apple products. Apple has, in response, swiftly issued security updates to rectify these vulnerabilities, urging users to update their devices and implement security measures. Specifically, in an effort to combat the detrimental Pegasus spyware, which the notorious NSO group has actively been exploiting, Apple has released a security update. As this spyware is intended to inject malware onto Apple devices, prompt updates of devices is crucial for users' protection from such assaults. Moreover, Apple has urgently been concentrating on repairing a zero-day vulnerability that enables the Pegasus spyware to infect iPhones needing no user interaction. This serious issue is met with Apple's commitment to its resolution in a swift manner. Along with this, the recently released iOS update targets and addresses a severe security vulnerability that had enabled attackers to remotely integrate the Pegasus spyware onto iPhones. This update is crucial for users to shield their devices from potential breaches. In conclusion, Apple has taken stringent measures to rectify multiple zero-day vulnerabilities that had been manipulated to launch the hazardous Pegasus spyware. It's strongly recommended for users to promptly update their devices with the latest security patches to protect against these perils. Cisco has issued a major alert for all VPN users due to a zero-day vulnerability discovered in their ASA and FTD products. This vulnerability, which can be exploited remotely through brute force attacks, puts user data at significant risk. Exploiting this vulnerability, ransomware gangs are launching attacks, using it as an entry point to gain unauthorized access to networks and deploy ransomware. Furthermore, another potential risk source has been identified in Cisco BroadWorks SSO implementation. This weakness could enable attackers to forge credentials and impersonate legitimate users, accessing sensitive data. Considering the serious nature of these discovered vulnerabilities, Cisco is urgently working on a patch to correct the identified zero-day flaw in their VPN product range. Until this patch is released, users are urged to stay cautious and be on high alert for suspicious activities or unauthorized access attempts. We're dedicated to keeping you informed about these issues and the projected patch release. Keep following our updates for more news and remember to stay safe when using VPN services. In the recent Google News updates, an austere revelation was brought to light by Google's threat analysis group, TAG. This group has unveiled a highly sophisticated cyber campaign, believed to originate from North Korea, that specifically targets cybersecurity researchers. The hackers in question appear to use varying methods to obtain highly sensitive information and exploit unknown software vulnerabilities, known as zero-day flaws. Interestingly, these same hackers have also exploited another zero-day bug to further target cybersecurity researchers, indicating a high level of skill and the vital need for continued vigilance in the field of cyber threats. With the intentions behind these highly targeted attacks still unclear, these latest developments remind us that the struggle for cybersecurity is never-ending, and even the experts can be caught in these intricate cyber attack webs. In other news, Google Chrome, one of the web's most popular browsers, is set to introduce a new feature known as Enhanced Safe Browsing. With the goal of offering greater protection against phishing websites, this new feature seeks to arm users against deceptive tactics that aim to fraudulently obtain sensitive information such as passwords or credit card details. By providing real-time alerts and defensive warnings, Enhanced Safe Browsing aims to shield users from becoming victims of such cyber deceptions. Today's news report ends here. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories and other significant events happening worldwide. In the sphere of cybersecurity, concerning developments continue to surface, particularly involving Microsoft systems. Even with the implementations of an additional layer of protection, like Microsoft 365's MFA, multi-factor authentication, vulnerabilities can be exploited. For instance, a recently identified phishing kit can sidestep this added level of security, thereby enabling unauthorized access to Microsoft 365 accounts. Moreover, earlier this July, an aggravated hacker assault impacted Microsoft's cloud applications. Reports suggest that the attackers successfully infringed security precautions, accessing the Outlook email accounts of 25 distinct organizations. This also suggests a significant risk that these hackers may have procured comprehensive privileges within the Microsoft cloud, putting sensitive information at a higher threat level. Microsoft, cognizant of the amplified cyber threats originating from nations like China and North Korea, is intent on solidifying its defenses against these state-sponsored onslaughts. However, the unfolding of these cybersecurity breaches necessitates constant alertness in the face of ever-adapting threats. For both individuals and organizations, maintaining caution and proactive stances are vital for ensuring the safety of their digital properties. The discovery of new vulnerabilities by researchers further iterates the importance of staying informed and adapting security procedures in order to safeguard online presences. In recent Citizen Lab news, an organization based in Washington, D.C. has reportedly become the target of a cyber attack using the notorious Pegasus spyware. With the Washington, D.C.-based group's employees' device falling prey to this illicit software, it further highlights the potential vulnerability of Apple devices to such hacking techniques. This incident underscores the potential exploits in even seemingly secure devices such as those produced by Apple. The event is indeed a stark reminder of the ever-present vulnerabilities to unauthorized access and infiltration of secure devices. It's not the first time Pegasus, developed by the Israeli company NSO Group, has stirred controversy. Known to be used by multiple governments and worldwide security agencies, it targets specific individuals. Following the recent incident in Washington, D.C., mounting concerns have arisen about the possible abuse of this high-powered surveillance tool. Despite its reputation for prioritizing user privacy and security, Apple now finds itself under the microscope due to the apparent susceptibility of its devices to such attacks. In response, Apple has emphasized addressing any existing vulnerabilities in their technology and encourages users to regularly update their devices with the newest security patches. This cyber attack's implications stretch far wider than just one company. It underscores the larger issue of personal privacy and the importance of improved security measures in our increasingly digital society. As technology forges ahead, maintaining vigilance and taking the necessary steps to protect digital assets becomes more critical for individuals and organizations alike. Citizen Lab News will continue to provide updates on the shifting terrain of digital security. Stay tuned for more developments. In Russia news, there have been major developments pertaining to cyber war crimes and their prosecution, with a strong focus on Russia's alleged cyber attacks on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. The International Criminal Court has taken a decisive step to pursue legal action against those implicated in these cyber attacks. These assaults, orchestrated to disrupt the lives of regular Ukrainian citizens, have led to significant disruptions and threats to crucial services such as power grids, transport systems, and communication networks. As such, these acts of cyber war are being treated seriously, with plans for holding the instigators responsible. Simultaneously, in another incident, Russian authorities have detained a man accused of planning a rail bombing in Crimea, supposedly operating under the direction of Ukraine military intelligence. A successful implementation of this plot would have resulted in havoc not just in the Crimean region, but would also have endangered the lives of innocent people. These developments underscore the significance of the International Criminal Court's decision to prosecute cyber war crimes. It serves as a stark reminder that cyber attacks can lead to real-world damage and thus should be considered as grave crimes with stringent consequences. Though the outcome of the legal proceedings is currently uncertain, the international community's subsequent actions to deter and prevent such cyber war crimes are anticipated with interest. This move by the International Criminal Court marks progress in establishing accountability and justice for intricate cyber attacks, especially in light of Russia's purported actions against Ukraine. Stay tuned for further updates on this and other Russia-related news. Thank you for tuning into this episode about the importance of cybersecurity and how we can protect ourselves in the digital age. Remember, staying informed and taking proactive measures are key to safeguarding our online presence.